This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. We welcome back Kedra Daniels-Navaroli, Assistant Director and Curator of the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts, and Joan Engel. She is a Funk Center docent, and they're here to talk about a great exhibit that's coming up for the summer. It's called Tanya Bukal. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen.
Well, we actually have two exhibitions opening this summer, Terry. The first is Tanya Bukal, Knitting and Embroidery Gone Rogue, and the second is an exhibition called Forced to Flee, and they both open on May 25th and run through August 24th. We're really excited about these exhibitions because they give us an opportunity to present incredibly powerful and socially relevant work. Tanya Bukal is an Austrian artist and activist, and her work is really focused on highlighting the rights of women and marginalized communities abroad. We'll have nearly 80 small-scale pieces, including embroideries and portraits made through a process called shadow knitting. It's actually really fascinating because shadow knitting creates a hidden image. It's an optical illusion where the portrait is revealed as you move around the textile. So it's kind of giving a nod to the fact that people and situations aren't always what they seem on the surface. Our main exhibition is Forced to Flee, and this is a juried showcase of quilts. It's presented by an international organization known as Studio Art Quilt Associates, or SACWA for short. We've had a long relationship with SACWA and joined forces with them to premiere the exhibition here on the campus of Florida Tech. Forced to Flee, as an exhibition, challenged artists from around the world to create work that responded to the global refugee crisis. So quilts in the exhibition illustrate human conflict, but also the effects of climate change and the environment. To celebrate the opening, we're hosting a gallery talk by the show's curator, Dr. Susan Beryl Marks, on Saturday, May 25th at 1:30. Dr. Marks will give an insider's tour of the exhibition and really talk about why she chose the 36 artists that we'll have on display. This is a public event that is free. We're also really thrilled that the exhibition has inspired volunteers like our docent Joan to organize additional support.
I've been a docent at the Ruth Funk Center for 4 years, giving tours and explaining exhibits to any visitors who will listen to me. Last year, I was with a new group of docents visiting the museum's collection room. Very interesting place to see. One of the docents asked the director of collections about the tissue paper used between items in the collection. Sarah explained it was archival tissue and that archival Tyvek would be much better, but is much more expensive. My reaction was, how can the local quilt community help? I'm also a quilter, and I belong to several quilt groups. And these groups often tour the new exhibits at the Funk Center throughout the year. Given we have this gem of a textile museum right here in Melbourne, I thought it was time for these quilters to show a little love. Local quilters responded to the challenge by donating over 100 small quilts, not your grandma's quilts, to the Funk Center. The museum will be selling the quilts in a fundraising effort on opening day of the new Forced to Flee exhibit. Join us for the sale, open to the public from 2:30 to 4 in the afternoon. The Quilt Place, Quilts and Lace, and Boutique for Quilters, local quilt shops, have pledged to sponsor this event. And we are very lucky to have another sponsor offer a matching gift challenge. So for every dollar of proceeds from the sale, we will have an equal match up to $10,000. Please help us with this fundraising effort and come buy a beautiful quilt. We look forward to seeing you at the Not Your Grandma's Quilt Sale on Saturday, May 25th, from 2:30 to 4 at the Ruth Funk Center on the Florida Tech campus.
As always, you guys are doing fantastic things, and we hope everyone will come out for the opening. It'll happen on May 25th. The center will be open Saturday from noon until 4. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4. Admission, as always, is free. And you do have a website.
Absolutely. To learn more about the center and our programs, please visit textiles.fit.edu.